this must be bringing up a lot of memories for Jeremy Fowler, who's on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Jeremy, how are you today?
I'm good, Joe. Thanks for having me. Feels like home.
Absolutely. I was a little worried the other day when I didn't hear from you. I thought you were ghosting me. I thought you've moved far beyond Pittsburgh. I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, I'd just like to make you squirm a little bit, Joe. That's how we do it around this part. No, I'm just kidding. I think I'd missed your text, so I wanted to get back to you.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you coming on. There's so much stuff going on in the NFL right now. Let's start with the Mahomes deal. A lot of people read it, including me, and seemingly including him, that he could have asked for more. Could have asked for more guarantees. He could have asked it to be tied to rises in revenues. That he made out pretty well, but he also left the Chiefs room to compete. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, for sure. There's part of this that is a team-friendly deal. I mean, the longer a contract is, the more beneficial it is for the team. That's why right now you see with the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott wants to sign a 4-year deal. The Cowboys would prefer like 6, because then you can control things a little bit more. You can restructure money. It just helps the team. And so the fact that they have 12 years of Patrick Mahomes is really beneficial to them, despite paying him, you know, an average of $40 million a year or whatever it's going to end up being. But so as a result, they got the money up. They got a huge number. But, yeah, this gives them the chance to re-sign other players. And, you know, it's a nod from Mahomes to say, hey, I want to be here and continue to build something.
Now, my friend Horse here, the producer of this show, is a diehard Broncos fan. He maintains that it'll be hard, at least in the short term, to get a Travis Kelce deal done. Do you see that happening?
So with Kelce, he's got 2 years left, but I think they will prioritize him. That wouldn't shock me, you know, because plus you got George Kittle out there, the two best tight ends. You know, Kittle's going to try to do something here pretty soon. You know, the Chiefs would be smart to maybe get ahead of that deal and lock up a guy who will age well. He's 30 years old, but, you know, he's a guy you could still keep around for 4 to 6 years, probably because of the way he plays. He doesn't take a lot of hits. He doesn't really have to block a whole lot. He can just go out there and beat safeties all day. You know, and he can do that for a long time.
Jeremy, besides the Prescott ordeal, which seemingly is never ending, who are the next quarterbacks in the league who are going to sign gigantic deals? And if you had to pick a year, if there's going to be one, when somebody surpasses Patrick Mahomes in annual salary, who might that guy be? Or don't we know who that guy is yet?
Well, if Mahomes is sitting at $40 million, I don't see it happening this year. You know, Deshaun Watson has talked to the Texans. You know, they've been in discussions. Nothing's really heated up yet. But I know a lot of people around the league expect him to be the next one to kind of push the money forward. So, you know, I think he'll surpass Russell Wilson, who's at $35 million. But I don't know if he'll get to $40 million. After that, you know, you're looking at Lamar Jackson. I think a lot depends on what happens this year. You know, I mean, he's, a lot of teams are still not completely sold on Lamar being like a top five guy, despite the dominant year he had. You know, I think they want to see it again. So if he does it again, especially if they make a playoff run, I mean, you're looking at potentially surpassing that number.
Wow. Jeremy Fowler, ESPN on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Cam Newton and the Patriots, there seems to be different schools of thought here that Belichick still loves Jarrett Stidham, that there might be some sort of competition here, or what seems obvious to me is that for now it's Cam Newton's team. What's the truth here, Jeremy?
Well, I think the truth is, and my understanding is, that Cam Newton took this deal feeling pretty confident in getting some indications that he would start. Now, they're not going to just give it to him, and they do like Jarrett Stidham, but, you know, is he a guy who's just so dominant that you have to just, you know, play him in year two and not bring anybody else in? No, he wasn't that. But, you know, I think they'll ease him in, but I think by week one he will be the starter.
You did a fabulous piece, which you have pinned to the top of your Twitter page, on Antonio Brown and just the odyssey that was Antonio Brown in his latter days, certainly in Pittsburgh. Do you think he plays this season?
Yes. I'm going to say he'll get a, you know, 8 to 10 game suspension. He'll serve it, and then he will play for maybe the Seahawks, I mean, heck, maybe the Saints. I do think a contender will take a look at him. You know, he's been pretty quiet lately. He's off social media finally, it seems like. You know, he's been laying low. He's trying to get his case resolved with Brittany Taylor. Once that happens, I think that clears the path for the NFL to levy a suspension. I think they're kind of waiting on the body of work to finish there. And then, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense for a team to sign him right now. But once you get that clarity, you can make it work. You know, I know there are a lot of quarterbacks around the league. Russell Wilson is one that are sort of informally lobbying to get Antonio Brown.
If a guy isn't on a team, and we've talked about this here on Cook and Joe, and I'm sorry that you missed Ron Cook today, Jeremy, but if a guy isn't on the team, can you announce a can you suspend somebody who's not in the league, or would it be the type of thing where the Seahawks would call and Roger Goodell would tell them, yeah, we're going to be suspending him 8 to 10 games? Like, would they announce a suspension without him being in the league?
Yeah, it's my understanding that they would, or that even if it's not an announcement, they could levy the suspension and then it would come out. But yeah, it's, you know, he is still, they've started an investigation and then they have to complete it. So once they do, there will be a punishment contingent upon his return. So, you know, we've seen that with like free agent players that get, you know, drug tested and test positive for substance abuse. You know, that will still be released, that he has to miss games whenever he does play. So Brown is technically just a free agent right now like anybody else. And so, you know, I think that's sort of independent of a team signing him. So, you know, each team that's looking into him, they know, okay, this is probably what we're going to be dealing with. So they're ballparking him missing probably 6 to 10 games.
How about Martavis Bryant? Does he get back in the league?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, some of his problems are, it seems like they've, I haven't talked to him lately, but it seems like he's kind of off the track there as far as the NFL return. You know, maybe a year or two ago, he had a really good chance of kind of resolving everything with the league. You know, even it was my understanding, talking to some people that were helping him and on the legal side. And he's just so far away from that now. You know, I think he's probably training somewhere. I think he's in Las Vegas still. But yeah, it's just, nothing came together, you know, like everybody who was either working with him or coaching him, you know, they figured, hey, if he could just put it all together, or at least, you know, just get his life in order a little bit, then this guy is going to be a force, you know, and it just never happened.
Jeremy, we've seen in almost baseball-like fashion some rancor arising here between the players and the league. We've seen the 35% escrow blow up as an issue. Players want no preseason. Players want, apparently, no 11-on-11 practice. I saw J.J. Watt just said, if you're going to make me wear one of these special helmets, forget it.
Yeah.
Is there any one issue between the sides that could torpedo this whole thing?
So, you know, I think right now it's just, I mean, the money. You know, the problem is, like, there's been a proposal that they're trying to cut pay by, you know, up to 30% to 35%. Put that in escrow to try to offset the salary cap losses. But, you know, that's a non-starter for the players. So if for some reason the league would dig in on that, I think the players could create a standoff, you know, and say, look, we're not going to show up. They have some leverage here. There's not a clause in the new CBA that says that, hey, when a pandemic hits, we get to cut your pay. So they have to create what's called like a side letter agreement, talk on the side and hash it all out. And sort of like try to figure out a way to share the pain, so to speak, you know, because if you're looking at lost revenue from ticket sales, it could be anywhere from 15% to 30%, let's say. They're going to make a lot more money in 4 to 5 years when you make the gambling money revenue. You make 17-game season extra revenue. You can borrow from future years and put it into 2021. Then everybody's happy, maybe have a flat cap for a year or two. But I'm anticipating the players will have to take some sort of hit financially. They're just hoping it's maybe a lot lower than that 35% number.
Two more questions, Jeremy. One is your projection for Ben and the Steelers this season.
Yeah, it's interesting with Ben. I actually did a project this week on, you know, I polled more than 50 NFL personnel, you know, exec scouts, players, on the top 10 players at each position. And you know, my findings from that was, you know, Ben clearly would have been on that top 10 list without the elbow injury. I think at least people around the league were thrown off by that. They just, you know, when you're working with an elbow, you just don't know. It's a little bit more uncertain than, say, you know, a knee or some other issues when it comes to a quarterback. But based on everything I've heard, is that he's been on the right track the whole time, you know. And so it's the projection is they're going to be much more productive. You know, without Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, it's hard to expect the fireworks from, like, say, 2015, 2016. But this is the guy that makes it go. Juju, I expect to be better. James Conner knows there's a lot riding on a contract year. You know, he can still be a top-10 running back if he puts it all together this year. Deontay Johnson, those guys coming together. You're going to have more depth, big body tight ends. You know, I like where they're at. There's really no reason why they can't make the playoffs and be one of those teams that was left out last year and in this year.
Lastly, Jeremy, I just had a hockey guy on, and whatever sport it is, this is usually the last question. Just your gut feel. Is this going to happen? Are we going to see the NFL start on time?
Yes. I think so. I think if they can manage the positive tests early, you know, because they know they're going to have them, you know, I think their hope is to have the numbers relatively low. The problem is that they show up and teams are hitting 20% positive tests, and that's an issue. I don't know. I think they're going to get to camp, and the positive tests are going to determine a lot, you know. But if you get to a point where you're close to week one and you have your whole receiver room out, and that's a question that was posed to me from one of the player reps. They said, what do you do if that's the case, you know, and you got all of a sudden, you know, a massive problem on your hands to even try to roll out a ball and play. You know, so if they don't play, they'll be forced by sheer volume of positive tests. But, you know, I think their plan will be fine. I think the working conditions will be good. I think they'll be extra motivated to handle that. And I do think they'll play at the end of the day. I think the players want to play. They just want to feel safe, and they want to make sure they're not taking a big hit financially.
Jeremy, I appreciate you taking the time, man. We'll be watching you on ESPN, and I think you have a piece up or a series up right now on best players at every position on ESPN.com.
Joe, always a pleasure, man. Good to hear from you.
You too. Take care, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.